My family owns a radio station, and it's one of the most politically active radio stations in Ecuador. I remember one of my favorite parts of the day when I was little, before my grandpa passed away, was going to see if he had gotten any mail from the Voice of America. They would send like postcards to my grandpa saying that they were listening to the radio here in the United States. And I was like, oh my gosh, just trying to find all the places in the map. It just, in my heart, I always was a citizen of the world. So my name is Jimena Cardoso Sloan. That's my married name. Cardoso Montero was my maiden name. I grew up in Cuenca my entire life. I lived in the city of Cuenca in Ecuador. Not many people left back then. My entire family was there. It was wonderful. We were never alone. I wanted to come here to visit a friend. Which I did in the year 2000. And that turned into meeting Justin, who's my husband. And we got married just a couple months after we met. It was fast. And then I never really went back to Ecuador except for vacation. We stayed here, then we started a family. And we knew there were more opportunities here than in Ecuador, especially considering that he doesn't speak Spanish. I never planned on staying here, but you know, sometimes life happens. We have a saying in Spanish. We say, for some people, we feel ni de aquí ni de allá. Like, you're not from here, you're not from there. And sometimes, especially when you have those really bright days at school, at work, where like your students did amazing, you achieved something big, then you completely forget about anything else and this is your place. But then during holidays, for example, that's usually when I miss the most. When I see that everyone has family visiting, and those are the hardest times. But other than that, it's a different reality because I know this is my home. But I know that I also have a home back in Ecuador. So it's just different. And it depends on the day. There are good days or bad days. I think that anyone who says that there's not one or a few days where you regret all the choices that led you to today probably would be lying. But most of the time I see, I can't see myself in any other situation. And I love my daughters, I love my husband, I love my dog. I forgot to mention I have a beautiful dog. And I feel like the blessings that I have are far greater than any sadness that sometimes, you know, comes and just takes over.